There are several issues that the project manager has to bear in mind when they want to launch and supervise the development of process automation project. You need to have the excellent command of the process itself, which you probably supervised on your own so far. The processes which are to be automated are usually combined of a number of sub-processes. They involve a lot of data and actions that you need to be fully aware of. Command here means practical knowledge, so it's crucial that you as a manager do not know the problem just theoretically, but you so far have been personally involved in practical running of the process. When you undertake to automate the process, make sure that you and your team have calculated the positive outcome in terms of finance. Automation has to be profitable at the end of the process, otherwise it makes no sense. As a manager, you put your name under the project, so in the end, you are the one to credit a blame. You need to be aware that at first, the automation process generates substantial costs. There has to be a plausible financial background before the process is launched. It only makes sense to automate the processes which will be used for a long time. Of course, there is always some substantial risk connected with the automation of the process. You need to be able to challenge and live up to it. And finally, you need to convince your team members to actively participate in the project. It may be difficult because the prospect of automation usually raises concerns about the future of their employment. They may fear that they will be redundant once the process takes over their duties. So the point is to choose those processes which nobody is fond of, something that is a nuisance for the team. Then the staff will participate more willingly. And you need to pass the message effectively that once the process is completed, they will have other, more creative tasks assigned.